Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search the Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KFM West Sacramento, KRXQ HD2 Sacramento, ESPN 1320, Sacramento's sports leader. Always live on the Odyssey app. It's time now to go beyond the headlines. And for the next 2 hours, go where every sports fan wants to go. Behind the scenes and into the practice facilities, locker rooms, coaches' offices, and press boxes to get the info before anyone else. This is the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
I don't know that there's... Well, good morning, everyone. Hi, happy Friday. Everybody listening on 1320 AM, salute. Good morning. If you're listening on the free Odyssey app, we appreciate you. If you're not listening on the free Odyssey app, go download the free Odyssey app now. Search ESPN 1320 and favorite that station. Even if you never listen to us there, it makes us look good. If you're listening on the James Hamm and Kyle Madsen Show podcast feed, hello from the past. Hope the future's going well. And of course, the chatty house, youtube.com/ESPN1320 and twitch.tv/ESPN1320. Hello and good morning, whether you're in the chatty house or not. I'm on my way to work today.
Okay.
And I knew, like, there's days in radio, and I shouldn't even say in radio, there's days as a sports fan where you wake up and you're like, oh, a thing is happening today. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a substantial thing happening today. De'Aaron Fox makes his return to Golden 1 Center. That's a substantial thing that's happening today. And if you are even a little bit of a Kings fan, you know it.
Yep.
So I'm thinking about, Justin, when you do this and you have to talk for a couple hours about a thing, you're constantly clanging thoughts around in your head and you're thinking and trying to form your opinions and... I'm driving up Eureka toward our station, and I got a text from a Sacramento media member that says, bro. That's odd.
Okay.
And then my Siri tells me that they sent a link from the New York Times.
Oh, yes.
And I went, oh, no. Because the dots connected immediately. New York Times is The Athletic.
Of course.
I'm getting a text from a Sacramento media person that says, bro. As in, like, dude, what the hell? And then I went, well, De'Aaron Fox is back today. Who writes for The Athletic and is in Sacramento?
Well, it's Sam Amick.
Sam Amick, the post-mortem writer in NBA media.
Of course.
The number one guy for the TikTok of how everything went down.
Of course.
Not the TikTok, like a video, like the clock. And I went, uh-oh. And I got to my car, and typically my routine in the morning is I pull up to a parking spot, I get my things, and I walk in the door. I sat in my car, and I read the entire thing just about the machinations of what went on behind the scenes that led to De'Aaron Fox's departure.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack.
A lot.
Yeah, and again, like we've said this a bunch of times, like, this story is way more complicated than people think it is.
Yep.
And maybe that's why we've taken a certain approach that we have, because a lot of what was written, we already knew.
Sure.
But also, there's even more backstory, and there's more twists and turns hidden within. There's nuances to Amick's article that we're not just going to like explode and mm-hmm. like break down, because there are some nuances to this thing that that I think he just, you know, took a softer touch to, mm-hmm. and some things that he went in on.
Yep.
But let's be honest here. This is a holy mess, and it has been. It has been for 13 years.
Yep.
It has. So 12 years, whatever it is. Like, you have to learn from the past. You know, people who don't know history are doomed to repeat it, right?
That's it.
And we just keep repeating the same exact thing again and again and again, and it's just, it's tiring. And I guess maybe that's why you've seen more negativity out of myself specifically over this last couple of weeks,
mm-hmm.
because, like, we've laid this whole thing out in the offseason, how this could go.
Sure.
Every single step of the way, it's gone that way. Mm-hmm. The only outlier is that Doug Christie somehow has been able to get this team to win.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that's like, okay. And I'm happy for Doug.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
like, I want Doug to win. Not only does it make my job more entertaining, does it make this, you know, sitting here for 2 hours and talking more entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
But on top of that, you know, I have a soft spot in my heart for Doug. Doug is a friend,
sure.
and I want to see him succeed. So it's a good thing, right? Mm-hmm. And so, but at the same time, that doesn't change the fact that the trajectory of the franchise is in a weird and, like, very rocky place.
Right. There. You mentioned it. Over 30 games are 19-11 under Doug Christie. That is rock solid.
Yep.
And in the scope of this year, you see, like, okay, arrow pointing up. They're within, what are they, 2 games back of the sixth seed right now? They're two back. Yeah, they're two back of the sixth seed. Right? No, mm-hmm. one and a half back of the sixth seed, I think. Is that right? Two.
Something like that. Back. They're right there.
I think I didn't update this. Anyways, it doesn't matter.
It's two.
It's two games back. Either way, they're right there. They could go win 3-4 games in a row. They could be in a playoff spot.
Yep.
And so that's like, okay, that's good. I thought we talked about it yesterday. The Denver performance wasn't a great loss, but I think they played pretty well. But long term, this is where some of the issues lie, is in this piece. And Anthony Slater also contributed to the reporting on this
yeah,
piece.
Yeah, yeah.
That Amick and Slater wrote, where the larger problem with the Kings is not the roster. It's not even necessarily the front office. What I took away from this article was there are so many cooks in this kitchen.
Yes.
To me, it should go like, there's a GM.
Yep.
Not a GM and an assistant GM. And if the assistant GM is there, he's over here doing assistant stuff. The GM has the say on the roster with input from coaches and an assistant GM, but the GM has the say. Owner signs off on it. That's how it goes. The way Slater makes this, Amick and Slater make this look and make this sound is as though it's like GM has a say, assistant GM also has a say,
mm-hmm.
And then there's ownership, and then this just group of people in ownership's orbit where everybody has a voice, and it leads to this chaos. It leads to confusion on what direction is this team heading? What are we going to do with Mike Brown? What are we going to do with De'Aaron Fox? What's the direction of this team? How do we want to build this thing? Nobody, there's not a cohesive direction organizationally where everybody from the bottom rung of the organization to the very tippy top is all rowing in the same direction. There's not that.
Oh, no.
And my takeaway was De'Aaron Fox recognized that and went, hey, I've watched this for 8 years. It looked like we were past it. We're clearly not. I would like to not play basketball here anymore because this isn't going to change.
No, he's lived through the chaos. And you get to a point, I mean, you go read Amick's article.
I can't recommend it enough.
Yeah, you get to a point where, again, out of nowhere, the owner's daughter is part of the conversation. And then the owner's daughter's boyfriend is part of the conversation. And there's like confusion. Like, and you said there are too many cooks in the kitchen. And I responded to that, and I said it's more like a culinary school.
Yeah, not quite cooks.
Because there are a bunch of cooks, and then there are a bunch of people who think they're cooks who aren't cooks yet. Well, and so you're trying to manage like a gigantic kitchen with a whole bunch of people who have very different
yeah.
like skill levels.
When they talk about, like, Chris Mullin's been involved, and this is over the years.
Yeah.
Chris Mullin's been involved, and Jerry West for a time.
Joe Dumars was, like, this mythical figure that we never once talked to. He never once talked to the media the entire time. He was here as, like, literally, like, a consigliere to the owner. He was the guy who, there was, like, this, like, weird structure where you would have to take the general manager and the assistant general manager would then have to take their stuff to Vivek. Vivek would take it back to Joe Dumars. It would go back. Like, it's just chaos. Just, like, what are we doing?
Sounds horrible.
Well, the problem is, like, and I have, like, I want to get this out of the way right now. I have no problems with Anjali being part of what's happening.
Sure.
She's the owner's daughter. There has to be an heir apparent. There's, like, look at every other organization. The Lakers, I think, like, 47 people within the Warriors franchise are, like, that are on the payroll have a last name of Lakers. You go to the Atlanta Hawks, like, the owner's son is tied in with the assistant, with the general
just
manager.
Just hiring the homies.
Yeah, yeah. You go anywhere. You go to Denver, the Cronkies. Like, they're like, that's the way this goes.
No doubt.
But it's one thing to be part of ownership, and there's another thing to be part of management. And what you can't really do, you need a separation of church and state. You got to have the three houses here, right, mm-hmm. where you have checks and balances, mm-hmm. where, like, the ownership side, that's fine. If the daughter's part of the ownership side, what she can't be is part of ownership and part of the front office side, because then it becomes like this.
Right, right. If,
like,
you want to have,
who are we working with here?
If you want to have, and I have no idea, by the way. In this cornucopia of people,
mm-hmm.
I have no idea, like, what the power rankings are. But the point is, if you want to have your daughter, son, whoever, start to, like, hey, I'm getting up there. At some point, we're going to need to transition this. That's fine. Like you said, that's how this goes. That doesn't mean, hey, what do you think about what the GM's doing? How do you feel about the coach? Like, what should we do here?
Yeah.
Like, no, there needs to, like I said, ownership is always going to have the say. They're going to have, because they have to sign off on everything. It's ostensibly their money that's being dealt with.
Yep.
But there needs to be a single figure with the say, with the final say, where when De'Aaron Fox and his representation go, hey, don't like the way this is shaping up, they can just go to Monty McNair, the GM in this situation, and go, hey, what's the deal? Here's where we're at. Where are you at? This is it. But it's like they go to Monty McNair, but then it also might need to be Wes Wilcox, and it might also need to be Anjali, and it might also need to be Jeremy Lamb, apparently.
Yeah.
Or something. And then also Matina, and then also any random consultant who just happens to be in
Alvin
that
Gentry,
year. Alvin Gentry. Yes. Yeah. That's it. Thank you. Vlade was the only name
Vlade.
Coming back to me.
Well,
but
no,
he's
Vlade's
around.
Part of it too.
Yep, he's around. So, like, so you see here how it could be really difficult. Imagine you're trying to steer a ship through a storm. And instead of having one captain who's, like, steering the ship and everybody has their own job and they're all going to say, everybody's like, I'll take the wheel. No, let me grab the wheel. I think we need to do this. And now you've got seven people all trying to navigate this ship. When, hey, you know what? This is really a one-person job, and everybody else kind of needs to fall in line and listen to this person.
Well, that, and add in the next layer. The next layer is imagine being the face of all of that. Imagine being the front of the boat, whatever that statue is, or Leonardo DiCaprio holding up.
Sure. Kate Winslet?
Kate Winslet. You know, imagine being that person.
Yeah.
Because that is exactly where De'Aaron Fox is, where he's the guy out in front of all of it while everybody else keeps changing directions and everything else behind you.
They hit the iceberg and everyone went, Jack, what the hell?
Yeah.
He's like, what did you save me for?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? So, it's difficult for me, and this gets to kind of where we're headed with today's conversation with De'Aaron Fox and the Spurs coming into Golden 1 Center. To me, and I know that there are people who disagree, and I would love to hear from you, 916-909-1320, 916-909-1320. I walked away from this piece in The Athletic,
mm-hmm.
and I already kind of had my thoughts on this, just kind of knowing some, A, whatever's public, and B, some of the stuff behind the scenes. After reading this in The Athletic, I have a really, really difficult time blaming De'Aaron Fox for wanting out. I don't necessarily love the way he did everything in Sacramento.
Of course not.
But to ask out of the situation when you read how chaotic it is and it seems, and it doesn't seem like there's a path toward that changing anytime soon, it's really difficult for me to be like, wow, can't believe he wanted out.
Yeah, I'm going to say this. I don't, like, I'm not going to tell you how to fan. You go to the game tonight, or you sit in front of your TV tonight. If you want to boo De'Aaron Fox, boo De'Aaron Fox. I don't think he said anything negative about the city. Mm-hmm. He hasn't said anything negative about the fan base. The only thing he's been negative about is the overall experience, the chaos that he endured over 7.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
4 NBA head coaches, multiple front offices, 2 front offices. Like, there was chaos, and he was hoping that they were done with the chaos,
mm-hmm.
and he was entering the prime of his career.
Yeah.
He turned 27 in December, and he looked at this and said, where are we going, and what am I doing here?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't blame him.
I don't. If it, here's the thing. I see, I can't sit here and read everything that's in the chat, but I'm trying to keep up with what the thoughts are. If you don't think De'Aaron Fox was a number one guy and he wasn't going to lead the Kings to a title as a number one guy, that's fine. I don't hate the take necessarily. Like I said, I that was kind of my biggest problem with him on the court. It's like, dude, can you just take over and be that dude? And he never did.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's in a place where he's going to be the very clear number two. And it's like, oh, okay. Like, okay, I get it now. And if you are saying good riddance, De'Aaron Fox, we're never going to win with you anyways, go play elsewhere. I don't necessarily blame you, but I'm also not going to sit here and wonder or necessarily lay the blame at his feet for not wanting to deal with what's going on with the Kings.
Yeah. Well, the other thing I Fox has always been brash and unapologetic,
mm-hmm.
always, like all the way throughout his career here, he's always been that.
Mm-hmm.
And so why would he be anything different on the way out the door?
Sure.
Why would he ask for anything different? Yep. And like, you all embraced him when he was that way, and you laughed when he talked about, you know, going on Tinder when he was a 19, 20-year-old kid. Mm-hmm. He's always been the same guy. He did not change hardly at all. The only thing in the end, he just had it up to here with like the chaos. And and I get it.
Sure. If you're out on De'Aaron Fox, or if you're going to boo him tonight, why?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not judging. I just, from my vantage point, I don't see the argument for, I'm going to boo that guy tonight. So I want to know, I genuinely, like I said, I'm not trying to be like, hey, you got to explain yourself, because fan how you want to fan. Neither James nor I nor Joe are going to tell you, hey, this is what you have to do tonight.
No.
I just want to know the logic behind it.
Yep.
Or if you're going to cheer for De'Aaron Fox, again, once the ball's tipped, boo the hell out of whoever. Like, that's, but pregame, if you're going to boo, I want to know why. If you're going to cheer for him, I want to know why. 916-909-1320, 916-909-1320. That's the Elk Grove Kia talk line. There was another little tidbit in this Amick and Slater article that really jumped out. It had nothing to do with De'Aaron Fox. We'll talk about that as well. He's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. Joe Brazil's pushing buttons and doing a bunch of other stuff, too. We're sponsored by Jiffy Lube. It's the Insiders on ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Center.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento's sports leader.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083.
or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
He's James, I'm Kyle. I'm going to make it very clear. We're going to go to the phones. Let's go to the phones. Good fade. I'm going to make it very clear. We don't care whether you boo or not tonight.
Oh, when no.
De'Aaron Fox is, you can boo, you can cheer.
Yeah.
You can be silent, you can stand, you can sit. Don't yell profanities at people. Don't start fights. Don't be, you know, that's within the realm of the rules, though. Do whatever the hell you want.
Happy cry, sad cry.
Do it. Yeah, exactly.
There's going to be a tribute video.
Joe is here, too. Sorry. I'll get that down.
That's one of the little things that was thrown into Amick's article is that there will be a tribute video tonight. And rightfully so.
No doubt. No doubt. Whatever you think of De'Aaron Fox, he was the tip of the spear that helped break the 16-year playoff drought.
He's also the player that's all-time leader in assists, all-time leader in steals during the Sacramento era.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he would have been the all-time leader in points scored. He would have been the all-time leader in games played.
Sure.
But probably by the end of this season, he would have been all-time leader in games played.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a messy divorce.
I'll save this thought.
Okay.
So yeah, do whatever you want tonight, man. I personally, if I was a fan sitting in a seat tonight, I wouldn't boo. Although it would be electric if during this like heartfelt tribute video, boos were just raining down. That would create some real tension for the game.
Yeah.
Just as a
I'm intrigued to see what happens tonight.
I really can't wait.
Yeah, Kyle is trying to incite him.
I'm not trying to incite anything. That's crazy. Let's get to the Oak Grove Kia talk line, 916-909-1320, 916-909-1320. If you're going to the game, are you booing De'Aaron Fox? Are you cheering De'Aaron Fox? And if you're not going to the game, if you did go, would you boo or would you cheer? We'd love to know. Dustin, you're on the Elk Grove Kia talk line. What's up, man? Okay, you're good. We'll get to Dustin here in a moment. I wonder what the sentiment would be if... Oh, okay, they're gone? Oh, weird. Oh, you know why? That's my fault. Sorry. Dustin, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hmm.
Nope. Dustin. Oh, is he there?
Yeah.
Dustin, call back. That's my bad. I did something on my end. I'm not used to having you hit the phones. So, Joe, go ahead. Let's go to TC on line three. Dustin, go ahead and call back. TC, what's up, man?
Hammer, Kyle, what's up?
What's chilling, bro.
Hey, man, look. Hey, we knew it was going to get spunky today, right?
Mm-hmm.
From the fans point, from the Spurs media, like, today is just going to be a hostile day. You know what I'm saying? So everybody's just going to do what they're going to do. Regardless of the fact, right? But, you know, how I feel about Fox, I respect and love everything he did. That's why I'm going to leave it alone. I just felt like, bro, we loved you and we wanted, you were supposed to be that dude. You had everything to be that dude, the number one dude, but you constantly want to take a back seat. I don't care about what's going on with the ownership or none of that, bro. We're talking about you as we wanted you to be a leader. We wanted you to be that guy. You be him, but you steadily want to take a back seat, bro. And I just didn't feel that. So other than that, I'm going to move on and move forward. But personally, that's how I felt as far as a fan, bro. I'm out.
No doubt. Appreciate it, TC. That makes sense to me. Maybe this is where I'm missing the forest for the trees. Maybe the discontent, the maybe the boos for Fox is, are less about how he left and more like, yeah, hey man, didn't feel like you gave 100%, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you can, again, you can boo for whatever you think. Like, mm-hmm. I do know that, you know, like, there are plenty of games where you could look at De'Aaron Fox's stat line, or you can look at the way he played on the court and feel a certain way. Like, I totally agree. But I also, like, you got to look at the entirety of the situation and how, you know, in Sacramento, every time you take a step forward, you take at least one step backwards, and sometimes mm-hmm. it's two. And sometimes it's three. And that's a problem. Like, if you're a player who's entering his prime, if you're a player who keeps missing out on All-NBA and All-Star games, even though you have some of the best stats in the league, mm-hmm. because your franchise is considered, it's just looked at in mm-hmm. a different way than the other franchises in the league around you, then that's a problem. You know, so again, I like, a player is going to go where he's wanted and where he can make the most money. Sure. And at a certain point in their career, they want to go where they're going to win.
Yep.
And I can look at this situation here and tell you that we've been asking for the same thing that Fox was asking for 2 years.
Yep.
And it never materialized.
Yep. No doubt.
And that's tough.
Sure is. Is Dustin back? I'm going to do this right this time. Go ahead, Dustin. You're on the Elk Grove Kia talk line. What's up?
What's good, guys? What's good, Kyle? Good
my day. Man, appreciate
big
you.
Shout out to my man Joe for getting the production job. Big,
yes, sir.
Big homie him.
Yes, sir.
I think that tonight is kind of going to go like an SEC kind of basketball game. I'm in Alabama. I live in Alabama.
Oh.
Grown and raised in Sacramento. But I feel like he's going to get booed when he gets the ball. But I don't know. I feel like the fans kind of feel a little bit betrayed. But me personally, I'm a big fan of Fox. Loved him. Kind of was there when my dad passed away. We drafted him, so got a little sentimental value for him. But it's going to be interesting tonight, man.
All right, very good. So you're not going to boo the television from Alabama? No, okay. It sounded like a no. It sounded like you wouldn't. And that's why I that's why this is even interesting to me, because I think there's a portion of the fan base. I have no idea what percentage. That kind of feels like that.
Yeah. Like, I think I told you to, like, the King's stats from a couple of years ago is like 19% of their season ticket holders have social media.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's crazy.
And that means
I would have said like 50 and thought I was shooting low.
And that means that like 80% of the people in the building aren't 100% attuned to everything that's happened here.
Yeah.
And you still had a lot of boos when his picture flashed up on the screen.
Yeah.
And to me, that was like really telling that whatever is out there has permeated a large percentage of mm-hmm. the fan base.
Yeah.
And, you know, like whether it's listeners on the radio, whether it's, you know, people who read the newspaper or whatever,
yeah.
they're reading a lot of what's happened here and they don't like from his side.
And if you feel like, regardless, let's remove the organizational element of this and why he left.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a fan, and let's say you're not on social media, you don't have social media, you own a flip phone, and you're not on social.
Yep.
And you just go to a lot of Kings games. If you feel tonight like, man, De'Aaron Fox quit on the Kings, he did not give 100%, or he did not play his best, or he did not want to be here, and it showed. If that's how you feel, there's nothing... I'm going to say, James is going to say, D'Lo or Casey, there's no report that can come out in The Athletic, ESPN, or otherwise that is going to make you feel like, oh, okay, never mind, I feel okay about this. Because if your vibe is, hey, you know what, I think he's a better player than he showed, and I think he kind of quit on the Kings, then I would boo that too if that was my thought.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, and so again, this is not, I don't blame anybody for feeling how they want to feel. I'm just trying to get a lay of the land going into tonight. Like, hey man, what's the vibe at Golden One? That's how I'm looking at this.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, like the vibes when Doug took over instantly turned around,
mm-hmm.
and then this got in the way of those vibes. So mm-hmm. I get why people are like, look, things were going well, like the season was turning around. Why did you have to do this? And I think you have to understand that the decision was made when they fired Mike Brown. Like that decision, the management went into the decision to fire Mike Brown with the full understanding, 100% understanding, that when they did that, De'Aaron Fox no longer wanted to be there. He had made it very clear during the offseason. He said, I played for three coaches already. This is my fourth coach. I don't want to play for another one here.
And I think he was close with Mike Brown, but I also think there was just a stability factor there.
Yeah, that's it. Like, there's, like, in all sincerity, he really likes Doug Christie. I know he does. They've known each other forever. Mm-hmm. Doug has always had his back. He really likes Doug Christie. But he's like, look, here we go again. And Doug is an interim. There's no guarantee that I'm not going to play for my fifth and sixth coach.
That's what Amick and Slater refer to in their article.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not a slam dunk that Doug Christie is the next head coach.
Nope.
Like, oh, my God.
And it's not a slam dunk that Monty and Wes are back. Mm-hmm. There's a very good chance that there's management change again. Mm-hmm. There's a very good chance that they hire Doug Christie before they hire a general manager again. Man. Like, this cycle of like chaos is very likely to continue.
Yep.
And that's part of the problem, where you got a guy who reaches a point in his career where he's like, look, I've got 6 years left probably of my prime, and then maybe a couple of years after that. So I might have 8 years left, 35, you know, maybe 36. Like, do I want to spin my tires, and do I want to never make All NBA again? Do I not want to not make an All-Star team again?
Sure.
All of these things that actually mean something when you're done playing basketball.
Yeah.
They do mean something to you. They you know, the difference between, you look at his stats, compare him to a bunch of other people's stats, he has Hall of Fame numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not even being considered for All-Star.
Yeah.
And that's tough.
Let's get to Daniel. Daniel wants to talk Kings and De'Aaron Fox. What's up, Daniel?
Hey, how are you? Thanks for taking my call. Man.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. The last few weeks, I've been getting the same vibe from Domas that Fox gave right before he asked out. Do you think there's a chance he's going to want to leave in the summer?
Terrific question. Thanks, Daniel. So that's the other aspect of the Slater and Amick article that we were going to get to.
Yep.
It's just a little nugget dropped in there that Domas is looking around and having the same questions De'Aaron is. Has the same issues De'Aaron had. And this summer might go, I'm tired of this. I would like to not play basketball here anymore.
This is going exactly as it looked like it would lay out.
Mm-hmm.
We told you this was a possibility, that Mike Brown would get fired, that De'Aaron Fox would ask out, that management would lose their jobs. And then when all of that happens, where's Domas going to be and what does he want? Mm-hmm. And does he not want to be here? And we're looking at a guy who's 28 going on 29.
Mm-hmm.
Like, does he want to finish his prime here?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a tough, like, I would be asking the same questions. And that, again, Domantas Sabonis absolutely adored. We talk about De'Aaron Fox having a good relationship with Doug Christie. Yeah. Domantas Sabonis adores Doug Christie.
Yes.
Like, they have traveled the world together the last two summers, Doug working with Domas every step of the way. And they have this incredible relationship, and it's someone that they literally, like, it makes perfect sense that he would want to sit here and play with.
Sure.
For Doug. But also, like, the chaos is a chaos, man.
Yeah.
You can feel it.
Yeah. The instability matters. Sass in the chatty house, one of our chatty house MVPs, says, I feel like that's sensationalism, adding in Domas. I would agree if they were like, and now maybe Domas will ask out, but no, it's reporting.
Yep.
It's like, hey, this is a thing that is happening. And within the context of De'Aaron Fox got so fed up that he asked out, the Kings' other biggest star, when I called De'Aaron Fox the tip of the spear that broke the playoff drought, I saw the people in the chatty house saying, hey, actually it was Domas. Okay, cool, fine. You can, fine. He might want out too. Or he's going to want out too.
There's a good chance, but like, look, this is why we keep, like, there's easy pathways to avoid all of this, to avoid the chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And they never take that off ramp.
Nope.
They look for the chaos in a lot of ways.
It's kind of
insane. It's just like, you know, again, the Mike Brown firing, it was avoidable. Like, if you didn't want to give him the contract, that's one thing. But when they gave him the contract extension, it was with the understanding that he was going to be here for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they gave him $8.5 million a year. That's why they bumped his salary up this year. They didn't just give him that money so they could fire him 30 games in just because. Like, we've got to appease Fox. Like, no, it was with the intention for him to be here. And if you're going to do that, then support him the right way. That's all we were asking for the entire time. And it's what De'Aaron Fox has been asking for. Go get the length and athleticism. Because, like, let's be honest, it's still the same issue. Like, Zach LaVine is facing the same exact issue that De'Aaron Fox faces.
I don't want to relitigate the Mike Brown stuff, but I do think there's I don't think it's a coincidence that they started winning more often once Doug Christie was the head coach.
Well, yeah.
Like, it feels like there's like two, I don't want to relitigate that whole thing, but as you said at the top of the show, it's very, very nuanced.
This whole thing is nuanced. And I'm not litigating, Mike had lost five games in a row and the team was sinking. Like, that's going to happen.
Charlie, go ahead. You know it's a big deal when Charlie O hops in. Charlie, can you move your computer so you're centered in the frame here? We got you. There we go. That's what I'm talking about. Charlie O, everybody. What's up, man?
Hey, it says my mic's muted. Am I muted?
Nope. You're good.
All good.
All right. I had a question. Okay. I didn't realize, I heard you talking about a tribute video. Is De'Aaron Fox retiring tonight?
No. He's just returning to Sacramento.
Then why are they doing a tribute video?
As a like, hey, thanks for the 8 years. Preach. Yeah. It's a pretty standard thing when a person comes back to...
Which is absolutely ridiculous.
The Warriors did a giveaway for
Klay
Thompson.
Which was ridiculous. Giving everybody little hats to say, hey, Klay, come back to the party. We love you. You went to Dallas. You left us in the lurch. I am out of my freaking mind. I am out of my mind. De'Aaron Fox did not do everything that he could do to stay in Sacramento. Uh-huh. As a matter of fact, he even said, my preferred destination. When you tell me your preferred destination, you're telling me you're out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he said his preferred destination was San Antonio.
Uh-huh.
So they got him to his preferred destination. That is his tribute video. Okay. That is his tribute video. Because now, for the next 5 to 7 years, De'Aaron Fox's pledged work is to come back to Sacramento, or every time Sacramento goes to San Antonio, is to beat their ass and make sure every time they play, they do not make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And tonight, we're going to put this guy on the floor and give him a 5 to 7 minute tribute video because he left us.
Yes.
You don't go to divorce court and give a tribute video to your ex-wife. Okay? You know, oh, I want to give a tribute video to my ex-wife and then sue her for everything that you've got.
Sports teams and personal relationships are different.
Slightly different.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
They absolutely are not.
They are very personal. Okay, and this guy got up and left.
Here's the deal. If they didn't do that, the story would be, wow, look how petty the Kings are.
Yes.
Look at the Kings. The Kings don't care.
I don't care. Who's judging us? For what? 72
players?
72 hours players judge?
It's the same exact organization who didn't have a press conference when they fired their head coach for 40 days.
Yeah.
And the only reason they did is because
they made a trade. That's because that was a total bungalow jungle.
Charlie, my boss is telling us we got to step aside for a second. So it's safe to say you won't be cheering De'Aaron Fox tonight?
Not only will I not be cheering De'Aaron Fox, I will be booing through the entire tribute video.
Perfect.
And
perfect.
I will be booing every time he touches the ball.
I love this.
Hey, man, Charlie.
Love this. All right. Charlie, appreciate you. Joe Brazil.
Medulla oblongata to everyone.
Yes, James, I'm Kyle. We're the Insiders. Joe, hit the button.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
I'm Dr. Hrini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
And make sure to listen to YouTube or watch at youtube.com/ESPN1320, twitch.tv/ESPN1320. Because we just yapped through the breaks.
Oh, yeah.
And our guy Joe Brazil is just dropping knowledge on where to get good sushi and $5 beers at Golden One Center.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Yeah, and I thank you in the chat for backing me up and saying it's not gas station sushi. This has actually been a send.
It's not pre-made, like, oh, go grab it out of the box.
No.
Sushi. It is made in
they
front
make
of
it. The guy's there. The owner's there.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah, absolutely. Go check it out. Shout out to them.
Absolutely. What were we doing? De'Aaron Fox stuff? Yeah. Charlie had to let it go. And Charlie, if you want to pop back in here, go ahead. But to me, I don't think the exit was so ugly that it's you don't tribute video him. Like, there's every player that's at, like, the Klay Thompson Golden State Warriors exit, and I know that its situation's different because of what each player accomplished with their respective teams, but that wasn't like a fun thing. That wasn't like a nice thing where they said, hey Klay, you know what, go play elsewhere, like, hey man, good job. Like, that was an ugly kind of breakup.
It was.
And then he came back and they treated him like royalty. So you do the tribute video. I'm not saying they need to do the, like, when Scott Moak does his intros tonight, he doesn't need to do the, like, and starting at guard number 4. Like, he doesn't need to do all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, just say his name like normal. You play the tribute video. Fans can boo or cheer as they want. And then it's done. It's over with. You never have to do it again. It's 5 minutes before his return to Sacramento. You're getting it out of the way this year, which is nice,
mm-hmm.
in a game that doesn't really matter. Can you imagine if you wait till next year and the Spurs don't visit Golden One until February and you're locked in a playoff race with them and now you've got to show this tribute video for a guy who's been gone for a year? That's weird now.
I think it would have been better, though, for everyone to have a little bit of a cooling off time. You know, that's why I was like, if he didn't play because of his pinky or because they've fallen off, I would have been okay with them pushing it out till next year. But that's just me, because I think, you know, cooler heads will prevail. Like, in the end, mm-hmm. like, you have to wait and see. Like, I'll just ask the question. Would anyone feel different about the De'Aaron Fox situation if Domantas Sabonis does the exact same thing this offseason? Mm-hmm. I mean,
I wouldn't. I'm past the point of blaming anybody.
Yeah.
For not wanting to play in the chaos of this organization right now. Until they hire a GM and the ownership group says, okay, GM, you're running stuff. Let us know when you need us to sign off on something, and we got you. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Goodbye. You run that. Until that happens, like, yeah, I think this is just kind of be it.
Okay.
The fact that in the 22-23 season, like, everything was heading the right way, And then we can talk about team build, and you might have gripes with certain players. You might think De'Aaron Fox is not that dude. You might think Domantas Sabonis is not that dude. But I know coming out of the 22-23 season, my thought process on De'Aaron Fox was, man, hey, if he doesn't hurt his pinky, they win that series, and he's the best player in the series. They're going to the second round. And if that had happened, I would be fascinated to know, A, where the Kings are now, and B, if it all kind of played out the same way, if De'Aaron Fox is viewed the same way.
Yeah. It's a good question, man. It's just a weird situation where, like, I don't know how this is all going to end. But that's why we go to the ballpark. It's why we go check out the game. And like, yeah. You want to see how fans react. I want to see how Fox reacts. I want to see if we have a revenge game or we have a shutdown game from Keon Ellis. Like, I'm really excited to see, like, what does it look like?
The fact that this game that is, I mean, every game is big for the Kings. Every game matters for the Kings.
Oh, yeah, totally.
They need to win them all. But the Spurs aren't good, and they're not playing well. And Victor Wembanyama's out, and they're just kind of playing out the string here. Maybe they're battling for the 10 now that the Mavericks are all beat up. I don't know. But like in the scope of big games the Kings have coming up, this would not be one if not for De'Aaron Fox. Like, this is fascinating tonight.
Oh, no, it is. It's totally fascinating.
I'm so excited. I'm spending my Friday night at Golden 1. It's going
to
be great.
Yeah, the last thing you want to see if you're a Kings fan is for Kings to actually lose to Fox, because it's not just, yeah, it's not just the, you know, the magnitude of losing to Fox. It's the standings. You can't handle a loss.
And right.
You want to let the Spurs right back in? Yeah. Okay, there it is.
Yeah. We've talked, like, you got to get the winnable ones. This is an eminently winnable game.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that, and it's a hugely important game.
Yeah.
And a team that you've lost to multiple times this season.
Yep.
So, yeah, this is a big game. That's funny. Did Cousins get a tribute video? Kells 916. I don't remember if Cousins got
I genuinely do not remember.
I don't remember. He was here, I want to say, 6.5 seasons. Yeah, that's a good question. Was it 5.5 or 6.5? 2010 drafted. I'd have to look.
Don't know the answer off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Did he? I don't. Okay. John Poles says, yes, he did. I was there. Oh, nope. There we
okay.
go. Okay. All right. King starters tonight. Keon Ellis, Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, Keegan Murray, and Jonas Valanciunas, with Malik Monk and Domantas Sabonis already ruled out.
Yep.
For the Spurs, probably looking at Chris Paul, De'Aaron Fox, Devin Vassell, Bismack Biyombo, and Harrison Barnes, Victor Wembanyama, and Charles Bassey both out. You mentioned Fox versus Keon and your interest in that matchup.
Yeah.
That is should be box office.
No, it should be incredible. I hope that Keon keeps a cooler head than he did in the Denver game, because I thought Keon got a little outside of his game and the yeah. kind of crazy fouls.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need all six tonight. You're going to have to play really, really close. And like, let's be honest, the Kings also have, you know, Keegan Murray to throw at De'Aaron. And sure. That's a guy who you know, went one-on-one against him all summer last year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they know each other extremely well. Like, this should be a fun matchup.
My one worry, and we'll get to keys to victory here in a bit, my one worry here is the Kings spend so much defensive energy on Fox, making sure that he's not beating them, and Devin Vassell gets 30, and Chris Paul gets 15, and Harrison Barnes gets 20. And now all of a sudden they're in this dogfight, and De'Aaron Fox has 12 points on 3 of 10. But he's got 9 assists, and everybody else is lighting it up because the Kings are making sure that De'Aaron Fox is not the one beating him.
Yeah, that all the focus is on one player.
Which might be the smart thing, because if you don't do that, he might go get 50.
Maybe.
Like, yeah, we spent time on this radio program talking about, like, man, how do you get De'Aaron Fox mad night in and night out? Because when he's mad, he's really good. It's like, you think he's not going to... If you told De'Aaron Fox you're going to lose the rest of the games for the year, but you win this one, he would win this one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he would win this one and then go get his pinky surgery tomorrow.
Like, I kind of think that's what's going to happen. To be
maybe.
Totally honest.
Yeah.
Get this game out of the way, go get the surgery, be done for the year.
I mean, maybe that's what happens. I just know that fans, like I think there are going to be a lot of fans in attendance that will show appreciation for Fox. Mm-hmm. There are going to be boos.
What do you think the split's going to look like?
I'm going to go 75-25, fans cheering versus boos. And then once we get to the point where the game starts, yeah, he'll probably hear more boos every time he touches a ball. But like early in the game and tribute video and stuff like that, you know, and so, I don't think there's going to be a 5-minute tribute video. It's usually like 2 minutes of tribute video.
Yeah, so that's the thing is I feel like we're going to see a tribute video where people are going to be, I think, probably respectful. And then when he gets announced, when they do starting lineups,
yep,
and they say guard number 4, De'Aaron Fox, or whatever Scott Moak says, I think that's where I was leaning like 60-40, cheers versus boos.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'm off a little bit, 75-60, you know, 75. Like, I think that there are a lot more people who have appreciation for De'Aaron Fox and a lot of kids who grew up with De'Aaron Fox being their favorite player.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people will wear number 5s tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think will happen. Like, not the whole entire, you know, arena.
No doubt.
But certainly enough where you're going to be like, okay.
I'm a little bummed we don't get Malik Monk tonight.
Yeah,
Monk beat Fox would have been fun.
Monk and I, like Sabonis, like all of it.
Yeah,
the whole the beef, the who unfollowed.
I'm sorry,
who,
what?
The who unfollowed who? The beef, like there's a beef between Domas and a perceived beef between Domas and.
It plays. It tracks.
Yeah,
that one tracked.
I don't know what you're talking
that one
about.
Tracked.
What do you?
I need a flag over here, dog.
There's no flag for
you
that.
Tell me you're looking forward to beef. That's crazy.
The beef.
That's the insane. Beef.
The beef between these
better.
Guys.
It's not better.
All right.
Oh, my Lanta. James Ham's here. I'm Kyle Madsen. Joe Brazil on the ones and twos. Not throwing flags. Joe swallowing the whistle today. The Kings looking to jump back in the win column tonight against De'Aaron Fox and the Spurs. We'll have keys to victory coming up here in a bit on ESPN 1320 at Sacramento Sports Center.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento Sports.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.